Ritu and to Fran for their voices, and to all of you, thank you for your commitment, thank you for your campaigning, thank you for your presence here, thank you, because your voices and your experience make the case for government action more powerfully than we as politicians can do alone. Thank you. Now, Sadiq and I were both down at Grenfell Tower the day after that dreadful fire when 72 people lost their lives. And that was not a natural disaster. That was man-made. It was made by the total failure of a national system of building safety and building regulation. And we know that that failure goes so much further than Grenfell Tower itself. So flat owners like yourselves, you've done nothing wrong. You have every right to expect your home to be safe and to meet the basic safety standards. Should not be carrying the can and carrying the cost for the work that's necessary now to make your home safe. I just say to you, after nearly 3 years of fighting this in the House of Commons, this is a government that has been too slow to grasp the scale of the problems, too slow to act, too slow to take on the vested interests in the property market. And yes, together, in there as politicians, campaigning in Parliament and with you campaigning in public, we have forced the government to ban combustible cladding on future new buildings. We forced them to set up a fund to take down and replace the cladding on social blocks and promise the same for private block owners with ACM style cladding. But you know, over there 2.5 years ago, I warned the government this was so much bigger than just ACM cladding, as you know so well. But they still haven't published the test results. They still haven't legislated to make sure those private block owners do the work and pay for the work. And Ritu quite rightly said, we have a budget in 2 weeks' time. We could end this cladding crisis if this government brings in the legislation and the funding to get this work done. And so I just say to you today, on behalf of the Labour Party, as I said to the Grenfell survivors in those days after that dreadful fire, we in the Labour Party will not rest until everyone has the home and help they need, until everyone culpable is brought to justice, and every measure necessary to make our homes safe is fully in place, so that we can see an end to the thousands of people living, as you do, with the financial and mental burden of unsafe homes, and we can again say to people with confidence, a fire like Grenfell can never happen again in our country. Thank you for what you're doing. Keep it up, and we will too.